One of the songs you love to sing along to here at 8464CA. A very good example there from the Eagles. And there's going to be a bit of heartache tonight. Well, certainly so much heartache down around the southeast corner, northern New South Wales, as a result of really what is catastrophic flooding. We might talk about that first before we come to some of the important things about what's been happening with the Senate Economics Committee. An appearance just in the last 24 hours by Bradley Heath, the Managing Director of Sure Insurance. He's my special guest this morning. Bradley, bright and early this morning. So nice to have you along. Thank you so much for your time. Great to talk to you as always.
Yes, good morning, Murray. How are you?
Mate, I'm really well. Now, look, before we start to talk a little bit more about exactly what did happen yesterday with the Senate Economics Committee and looking at the reinsurance pool, just tell me about your experiences and your personal perspective on some of the floodings down there in southeast Queensland, northern New South Wales and further south. From your experience, you know, what type of event actually is this?
Well, Murray, I think we've seen this in 2011 or a version of this. We saw it in 1974. And, you know, everyone likes to always talk about what return period this is. And I'm sure the scientists will, work that out in the end. And that's not really the issue. The issue is the severity of it. And I think what we see in the Brisbane floods, you know, is some severity in areas that didn't even flood during the 2011 floods. We've seen more rain, you know, in a short period than we've seen, you know, in a long time. And then when we look at Lismore and places like that, I would have to say that from what I can tell from Lismore, and we don't cover Lismore, we only cover regional Queensland, is that's some of the worst flooding, the most severe flooding I have ever seen. I mean, some of the levees that were overtopped, that everyone thought was sufficient, didn't work in this level of extremity. I think there's some questions we've all got to ask about, you know, where we put our houses and where we approve new houses to be built. It's quite startling to me from an insurance viewpoint.
Now, when it comes to some of the flood mitigation that we've been talking about federally and, of course, by the state government, do you have confidence in those type of concepts as well to help reduce premiums and also keep people generally safer from flooding?
Look, I do, Murray. I think as much money as we can afford, we should be spending on this and fixing this up for the long term. If you look at places like, for example, Bundaberg, it's well known there that a lot of the levees and a lot of the dams that could be built there would save material numbers of homes from being flooded. And that's just in Bundaberg. There's other areas, we know Townsville. And a lot of it comes back to even much smaller programs in local areas, in Cairns or anywhere else for that matter. I mean, our view is sure is let's have a long-term horizon process. Short-term, let's start retrofitting, so government subsidies to retrofit standards to homes. In the medium term, let's stop building where we shouldn't be building and get better building standards. And in the longer term, let's get some dams built. Let's get things that are going to make a difference to not just people's property, and that's important, but more importantly, their safety and their livability.
Okay, well, look, let's move on to the reinsurance pool because that's certainly something that's been talked about for quite a while. It's getting to the pointy end of this particular project. So looking at some of the realities as to how it's going to work and, of course, making sure that the industry is across it and part of this initiative as well. Just yesterday, you were before the Senate Economics Committee to talk about some of the realities as far as Sure Insurance is concerned with respect to the reinsurance pool. Now, one of the things that I understand that you guys are really pushing for is the no disadvantage test. Tell me a little bit more about this and what your concerns are about making sure that no one is basically disadvantaged as a result of this.
Yeah, look, Murray, for us, it's a fairly simple proposition. And this is about fairness. It's entirely about fairness. Now, our starting position is that we think the pool is a good thing that the government's done. We support the pool. We want to be part of the pool. But for our policyholders, and this varies between different types of policyholders, what we're trying to say to the government in terms of the design of the pool is a simple thing called the no disadvantage test. And what does that mean? It means that if Sure Insurance can charge a lower premium for a particular policyholder than the pool forces us to charge, then we're saying we should be allowed to then cover that policyholder direct and give them a lower premium in the pool. If the pool is cheaper than what Sure Insurance can provide, then sure, we should then be forced to use the pool and not charge more than the pool. Mm. So what we're trying to say, simply put, is that the policyholder should get the best of the two prices. And if the shore price is cheaper, use the shore price. If the pool price is cheaper, use the pool price. And we don't think that's unfair. We don't think that's wrong. And we're trying to look after our policyholders that we've delivered, you know, quite large savings to, on average $1,900 per year. So what we're trying to protect is our policyholders from getting an increase that they wouldn't otherwise get.
Now, as far as the government is concerned, are they in a situation where they're basically wanting to push the pool first? So when you have that situation whereby the pool may be more expensive and you're forced into a situation where you have to push people towards the pool, I should imagine that that's the way that the government would prefer to go, despite your concerns, obviously, about that.
Well, that's true. I mean, what the government will say is that, everyone should be in the pool, and on average, everyone gets a better outcome. And we don't know the numbers yet. We have not seen the numbers. We've got no idea. But on some of the numbers that have been released broadly by the government, we're very concerned with what some of the savings indicate and some of the averages. I mean, the pool is basically saying that they're going to charge on average $800 for the cyclone part of policies per policy. Now, what Shore currently charges on average is $459. So what we're saying is, well, if on average ours is $459 and the pool is more than $800, that's where our concerns lie. Now, the government may take a view, well, everyone should be in the pool to give as much benefit to everyone. We, you know, the pool doesn't want to insure all just the less good risks. Otherwise, it's going to cost a lot of money. Well, you know, we see this in government policy all over the place. Not everyone gets a pension when they retire. Only those that are most in need get a pension. And this is the Shore point. If the government wants to get involved in this and provide support, we welcome it. We think it's fantastic. But they should be putting the money to where help is most needed, and don't disadvantage those that have got lower premiums.
Yeah, and I gather from our discussion, that's the key thing as far as Shore Insurance is concerned, is that nobody should be disadvantaged as a result of going with the pool. Really, you know, really interesting stuff. And, you know, it seems like it is going to deliver, cheaper premiums right across the tropical north. Exactly what that percentage is, I should imagine you're probably still a bit up in the air about that, though.
Well, we don't have the numbers, you know, that we need to be charging to the pool. The pool has not yet been able to give us the prices that we will be required to charge our policyholders. So we don't really know, and we don't know the spread of it across from, you know, risks that are, you know, very, very good risks. They're new houses, they're not in flood areas, all the way through to the risks that are not quite as good. As soon as we get those numbers, we'll be in a position to make further comment. But I can assure everyone listening to this that Shore Insurance's approach is to get our policyholders the lowest possible premium. And if that means it's the pool, then so be it. Yeah. If it means that it's Shore Insurance, we want to be able to continue to charge that lower premium. This is a fairly simple proposition, we think. We're just trying to be as fair to as many people as possible, and let's not leave anyone behind in the process.
And, you know, your figures alone show that some of the money that you're putting back into regional Queensland, when it comes to the savings that you're actually providing to people on the ground, is great money that goes around in the community and is spent elsewhere. So, you know, I think that concept is very good, and obviously it's a great advantage for regional Queensland. Congratulations. It's a wonderful thing, Bradley.
Thank you, Murray. I mean, look, we think on our calculations by the end of this year, since our start, so 3 and a bit years, that we will have saved our policyholders over $100 million in premium, and on average, and that's money that goes back into the economy. It goes back into the regional area. It's spent in local areas. In fact, we're doing a survey at the moment to find out what people use their savings on, and some very interesting results. People spend it on renovations and holidays and all sorts of things. So when we've got those numbers, we'll share with people where the money went, basically.
Excellent. Well, look, it's been great to talk to you this morning. I'll be in trouble with Mackenzie. You'll say, you spoke to Bradley for even longer than I usually do. But look, great to talk to you this morning. And, you know, I said some great work that's happening right across Queensland with Shore Insurance. One of the station sponsors and, of course, delivering that fairness on the ground is one of the key things. Managing Director for Shore Insurance, Bradley Heath, thank you so much for your time and have a wonderful
Thanks,
day.
Murray.
Cheers.
You too, Murray. Thank you.